From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden. Senator Richard Lugar is warning the United States may have to spend tens of billions of dollars to rebuild Iraq. Lugar is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He supported overthrowing Saddam Hussein, but he says the Bush administration underestimated the challenge. In an interview with NPR, Lugar suggests the White House has been reluctant to acknowledge the long-term task ahead.
It's a tough political problem when you're talking about another country and about reconstruction over a period of time, when an impression has been given by some that this would be a fairly short time.
The Republican senator spoke at the end of a week when the Bush administration defended its progress in Iraq. Civilian administrator Paul Bremer said hospitals and schools have reopened and Iraq is on its way to establishing a democratic government. Senator Lugar indicated he was somewhat encouraged, but only somewhat. He spoke in his Capitol Hill office to NPR's Steve Inskeep.
You said that the administration entered this situation without very good plans or without any plan at all. How did that happen, and to what degree has that been corrected in your view?
The administration would say that a lot of planning had gone on. As a matter of fact, at the State Department, people will be able to show you that for weeks and months. On the other hand, they will also indicate that they were rebuffed. Whatever planning they were doing was not really entertained very well by the Pentagon. Over at the Pentagon in January, former General Jay Garner and a group of people that finally were as large, 150 people, I am told, were planning. But they were not particularly conspicuous until that point for fear that the president would be accused of already having made a judgment to go to war long before the United Nations business. So it was apparent to us in hearings that we had earlier in the year, January, February, March, that the planning had not gone very far. And to say the least, was inadequate, and of course, that occurred when we hit the ground.
I'd like you to hear the words of Defense Secretary Rumsfeld this week. He was defending the administration's record in Iraq.
The formation of an Iraqi national army has begun. 30,000 Iraqi police have been hired. An Iraqi civil defense corps is being formed. Coalition forces have captured or killed 38 of Iraq's 55 most wanted. Thousands of lower-level Ba'ath Party loyals have been rounded up or otherwise dealt with.
Senator Lugar, is the situation as good as Secretary Rumsfeld makes it sound?
Well, Secretary Rumsfeld was stating facts and achievements, and they are important. Now, one can then move on to interpret from that point, 30,000 policemen, friend, if security, as I believe, is the problem, when almost all estimates are that 70,000 are required. And that's tough to get. I saw training exercises of 50 at a time, people that have been brought back, vetted to see that they could be armed again successfully, have new uniforms, new drills. We are going to require, in my judgment, a lot of police help from other countries. Now, that's a subject that perhaps the Secretary didn't discuss, but something that's very important. And that's led Secretary Powell back to visit with Kofi Annan at the UN as to whether another resolution might make it possible for countries in the neighborhood to help provide security while all this training is occurring. We're trying to think about preventative crime, about people who actually guard buildings, stop looting. So the 30,000 is important, better than zero, but I would just say, just on that issue alone, it's a qualitative judgment of how far we are along and how important it is to move rapidly.
Why should the international community agree to participate at this point after the fierce debate that everyone had before the war?
Because the international community, either down deep or more up front, realizes what a menace Iraq was and how important it is that Iraq not be a failed state.
Ambassador Paul Bremer has come. He's spoken to you and other senators. It sounds like you were reasonably impressed that he understands what needs to be done from your perspective. In your judgment, does the White House understand what needs to be done in Iraq in order to stabilize the situation?
Yes, I think so. I believe that the White House, the president, really has to lead by setting forward what I've called a four-year budget plan. Our people on the scene in the oil business there in Baghdad that I visit with see about $5 billion coming from oil exports this year to Iraq. They identify about $6 billion of money that were illegal accounts or at least monies that are Iraqi we can use. But we're going to use those up pretty much. So we have to determine, is it a $30 billion cost to run the government of that country in terms of security, in terms of whatever humanitarian food services, quite apart from road building, or maybe it isn't 30, but somebody has to put a figure on how much needs to be raised and what it's going to be spent for. And I would prefer that it occurred over, say, a four-year period of time so that it's very clear we are there, we get the job done. Not that we do all of it, but we identify who must do something and who must contribute.
Keeping things general, because it sounds like you don't feel like you have a specific figure, it sounds like over the course of the next 4 years, you might be talking about tens of billions of American tax dollars going to Iraq.
Yes, we are talking about that, and that's what needs to be talked about now, as opposed to one surprise after another in a supplemental appropriation request.
What do White House officials say when you tell them you guys need to plan for tens of billions of dollars in expenses in the next few years?
I think they understand that, but they do not wish to discuss that. In fact, if you were to ask the White House about next year, they would say this is virtually unforeseeable. The fact is that it is very difficult to discuss.
It sounds like you're saying that the administration perhaps still is not willing to own up to the costs of this conflict as you see them.
Well, it's not a question of owning up. It's a question, I believe, of the kind of forward vision, the kind of forward planning that I believe the president must do.
Richard Lugar of Indiana is chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Steve Inskeep talking to Senator Richard Lugar, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.